Pneumatology question 2. What role does a spirit play in the believer's life in the counseling process? My response. The Holy Spirit regenerates, teaches, keeps, changes, convicts, and empowers each individual Christian. Each Christian is to obtain all of the Spirit's fruits, though he or she may not be given the same gifts. His principal work in the regenerated believer is to sanctify the believer to exhibit these fruits regardless of his or her role or gifts. Counseling is about helping people change. The goal of his work is to change us to be more like Jesus Christ. Since he is the only one who can accomplish this, he is the most important person in the counseling context. He has been referred to as the sap in the vine, the very life and fruit in us. J. Adams wrote, quote, "The biblical counseling context always involves a minimum of three. Where a counselor and counselee meet in the name of Jesus Christ, they may expect the very presence of Christ as counselor in charge." End quote. To seek counsel from someone who does not pray to or believe in the Holy Spirit to produce change is foolish. Quote, "Why are Christians without peace turning to men who themselves know nothing of the peace of God that passes all understanding?" End quote. To bypass the power, promises, and ability of the Spirit in counseling would leave us on our own to make change. Such thinking denies human depravity and affirms the notion that man is inherently good. Since unbelievers do, quote, "not accept the things of the Spirit," end quote, they must be evangelized, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. They must be clearly, lovingly, and boldly confronted with the gospel of Jesus Christ that saves, Romans 1, verse 16, in hopes that God may grant them repentance, 2 Timothy 2, verse 25. They cannot be sanctified because they have not yet been justified. However, believers have the Holy Spirit indwelt in them, Romans 8, verse 9. Quote, "All holiness stems from his activity in human lives," end quote, and, quote, "he uses the ministry of the word," end quote, as his means of sanctifying believers. When a counselor meets with a counselee, they must pray earnestly, recognizing that he is present among both, capable of producing change through his word and human effort. Counselors must seek wisdom from him and use his word to nuthetically confront people towards repentance and greater love for God. The counselee must be given assignments that submerge him or her in Scripture all week so that they are not leaning on the Holy Spirit only during their counseling hours. When the counselee exhibits the fruit of the Spirit by laying, quote, "aside the old self and put on the new self in the likeness of God," end quote, Ephesians 4, 22-29, the process of change is occurring. The counselee needs to hear his word and be encouraged to memorize and meditate and to refill his or her mind with proper and productive thoughts. The Christ-honoring lifestyle and mindset needs to become habitual through regular practice of leaning on him for growth and working hard to produce it. Of course, prayer is the first step. J. Adams wrote, quote, "What makes the difference in one's attitude and inner motivation? Does he do what he does in reliance upon his own efforts, in dependence upon his methods and techniques, and does he acknowledge his own inability and ask the Spirit to use his gifts and methods?" End quote. God enables man to produce fruit in his own life through the enduring and intimate work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is given to each believer, quote, "for the common good," end quote. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. We are his weak vessels, being strengthened through him to show goodness for Christ's sake and glory. The beauty of this is no matter how weak or downtrodden we are as Christians, no one is stuck at any point in this life. The Holy Spirit promises to sanctify us in the forward direction despite the many hardships and bumps in the road.